I think so. I think it's you've got to tell me what the buzz was like, because you know, since the day I've walked in, this is the way it's been. It's quite a relaxed atmosphere, but the players know that they come here to work, and I want them to come here and enjoy working. And I've said to them before, if you don't enjoy it, tell us, and then we'll try and make it better, you know, the next day. But at least tell us. We're not mind readers. If there's any problems whatsoever, tell us. And that's the thing that we've tried to instill into them. And there's little bits going on. As I said to you, you know, next door is a big new gymnasium being built. There's certain things gone off into the changing room areas, the office areas. There's an area just being built, and a little extension gives a bit more room for the dining room, gives a bit more room for so the parents can watch on a Saturday, Sunday, when the kids are here. So we're just looking at, and that's what I do, I build. You know, if you give me a hammer, I'll knock something down, and then give me the trowel and I'll build it back, only better. That's what I'm doing. I do that with teams and everything else. I enjoy doing it. That's why the chairman employed me, I would think.
Presumably good to get a home draw in this tie.
Yeah, any home tie is good. Doesn't matter who you're going to play. Fulham are, you know, a very, very good side. You know, if we don't know what Fulham have got, then nobody will, because, you know, we've employed their chief scout's son as our analyst. So not for that reason, it just happens to fall that way. So and Joseph worked at Fulham for many years. So if he doesn't, we've pinched their analyst. So if he doesn't know the team, then we don't know who will.
What can you tell us about them? They've got off to a good start, haven't they? Obviously?
Yeah, they've always had good players, and one of the reasons why you know, we look at certain clubs, they don't get many wrong, Fulham, and the reason is because they can't afford to. So they're one of the reasons that we look at the way they scout, what they do and everything else. They're the clubs that you pick things up from, you know, and we've got a good relationship with Fulham. Myself, Wilco, we have a really good relationship with some of the staff there and behind the scenes, because of the, you know, things we've done in the past with them and that. You know, we've used their training ground to train when we've been going to play teams in London. So we know how well and organised, and now they are quite prudent in what they do, bringing players in. So they don't get many, many wrong. And that's important. So it will be tough. It'll be a hard game for us, as any championship side against the Premiership side would be.
Are they a good role model, because they got up to the Premier League and they've stayed there for an awful long time now, haven't they?
They're a great role model, as I said, because behind the scenes, you know, they have to get it right because of the funds. They don't get the massive gates because of the issue with the ground and everything else. So they are very prudent in what they do, and they are one of the clubs that you would say are one of the ones that you look at the way that they run, the way what they do, their scouting system, the way they analyse, their medical side. There's a load of things that they have to look at. And the training ground's not too dissimilar from what ours is. You know, so it's there's lots of things, little comparisons that are good. Major difference, or two major, we're not in the Premiership and we've got a bigger ground than.
Is it ever, as a manager, interesting to see how your team will come up against a Premier League team in this
no,
one?
Not really, because it doesn't make any of the difference when you play in your league form. All it is, if you get the results, it keeps you ticking along. But it doesn't show you anything, that, you know. I've seen teams, you know, lower and not playing well in the league and go and get results against Premiership sides. What does it tell you? That you've just beaten a Premiership team. Doesn't give you anything whatsoever, because then you go back to the humdrum of league football. It's a change, which is nice. It's not a pressure of the league, but it's still a pressure because you still want to win.
I think I'm right in saying it's 15 years since you got Stockport into the semi-finals of this competition. How has it changed, if at all, in sort of that 15 years?
I think we beat three Premiership sides. I think it was Blackburn, Middlesbrough beat us, West Ham. I think they were all, you know. Sheffield United in the Premiership then, were they?
No, I don't think so, but you've either.
Seems to have a good habit of that.